current building regulations have been seen as a handbrake on Australia's housing supply. That's according to an interim report released today by the Productivity Commission. The research, commissioned by the federal government to help achieve its $47 billion housing build agenda, has set out four key areas for change to help boost national supply. Danielle Wood chairs the Productivity Commission and joins me this morning from our Melbourne studios. Danielle, welcome back to Breakfast.
Good morning, Sally.
Tell me about the scope of this report.
The scope was really focused on the challenge of regulation, which restricts the amount that we're able to build in the places that want to live. So we're very much focused on the supply side. How do we build more houses? There's obviously a range of sort of demand side considerations as well, but what we found in the report is that regulation is incredibly important to the challenge of actually being able to build more houses and make housing more affordable over time.
And this interim report estimated that regulation adds a significant cost and extra construction time for new houses or units. What do the figures tell us?
So, our preliminary numbers suggest that it may be adding between $100,000 and $300,000 to the cost of a home. We have examples of where complex approvals processes can slow down housing by a number of years. And just to give you a sense of that, we build about half as much house per hour worked as we did 30 years ago. So this is having a very real impact on our capacity to deliver the homes we need.
That's a staggering fact, isn't it?
Mm. It really is.
The report says that land use reforms and infrastructure coordination will have the biggest effect on housing supply. What would that look like?
Well, what we've said on the land use side, so this is around planning systems, at the moment about three quarters of cities like Adelaide, Perth, Sydney, Brisbane, you can only build one or two stories. We're advocating for more gentle density across our cities. So you should be able to build up to three stories. So that would be more townhouses, more low-rise apartment blocks, but also greater density, medium and high density in activity hubs near major transport links. We think that would really considerably boost the capacity to deliver more housing. On the infrastructure side, we absolutely know that infrastructure connections are important. You know, we heard stories of new land being released on the city fringes for housing, but because there was no sewage connection or no water connection, you know, those houses couldn't be built for a number of years. So pre-planning that infrastructure piece is also going to be part of the solution.
How do we get the balance right here, Danielle? Because regulation is very important to prevent, you know, some of those apartment buildings where everything goes wrong and it destroys people financially and in other ways as well. Getting the regulation right, but being able to speed up production as well.
Look, that's right. And nobody is saying you'd have no regulation in this space. Obviously, it's incredibly important that we continue to regulate for safety, for minimum quality of buildings. But what we have done is actually layer on a whole range of additional requirements. We really think we need a shift in mindset from, no, you can't build, except for in these very narrow pockets of places and if you satisfy 100 conditions, to yes, you can build, as long as you meet these kind of minimum requirements that we as a society, of course, need.
You're listening to Radio National Breakfast. My guest is the chair of the Productivity Commission, Danielle Wood. We're talking about the interim report released yesterday by the Commission calling for housing regulation reform to help boost supply. Realistically, Danielle, are we talking about years to be able to turn this around?
Look, I'm afraid to say I think we are, Sally. You know, this problem didn't happen overnight. You know, we have had a period now of 30 years where house prices have outpaced incomes, where we haven't built the supply we need, particularly near jobs and amenities. And so we think the sort of changes that we're proposing in this interim report, and we are going out for consultation on them, but, would substantially boost potential supply over time. But it's not something that's going to be solved in a year or two. It's probably, frankly, over decades rather than years.
What does this mean for the government trying to reach its targets?
Look, I think it's fantastic that the government has really focused on this as an issue and putting money on the table to encourage states to reform planning laws is an important step forward, and we actually are seeing some movement at the state level. We're really focused on the longer term in this report and saying that's a great start, but we need to do substantially more.
Affordable housing is one element that's been included here. What does the interim report say about the mandatory inclusion of affordable housing in developments?
Look, it's something that we are asking for more information on. It's sort of not clear at the moment that whether or not that is going to be a useful part of the solution. Certainly we know that if we're talking about the affordability problem in general, being able to boost supply in those areas where people want to live in the private market is important. We will be having a look at whether some of those additional requirements are helpful at meeting these goals.
Just briefly, have looked at some of the examples overseas. Can you tell me about California's Senate Bill number 35? What's that done?
I don't know that one off the top of my head, Sally. You're obviously deep into the bowels of the report.
Okay, no problem. That's sort of maybe further in the detail there. Are you getting the feeling from government and other bodies that there is a determination for change now?
Look, I feel that, you know, I've been looking at the housing issue for a very long time. I don't recall a period where you've had so much government energy and focus on this, both from the federal government and the state governments as well. I think people understand that this is a very real challenge. They see it in their own families. People are struggling to afford to rent, people struggling to afford to buy. It's having very real economic implications. If we can't have young people living near jobs in cities, that's a problem for all of us. So I think people absolutely understand that this is an urgent problem, and it's great to see the policy energy. What we're saying in this report, the ideas we're testing is, you know, further steps to fundamentally try and address the long-term challenge.
Danielle Wood, good to have you back on the program. Thank you very much.
Thanks for having me, Sally.